Jeff Blankman joined here tonight on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show by Chad Klein, the head coach for the Kemper Knights. They pick up a 45-0 victory over Red Oak here tonight. Coach, it was windy, cold out there, but you guys didn't seem to be affected by it at all tonight.
No, I thought the kids really responded. You know, they didn't let the conditions affect them at all, you know, and they did well tonight, you know, and I'm happy how well they came out after, you know, having a rough five-game stretch, and I'm proud of our effort, and it showed on the scoreboard tonight.
Absolutely. Red Oak came out, kind of caught me off guard. A little onside kick to open things up tonight. They recovered it, but the defense came up big.
Yeah, you know, that's all of those, you know, we talked about the first 4 or 5 minutes of this game tonight and how crucial it was to get a good start, and yeah, that caught us off guard, and the defense did respond well, and it was just one of those things. We wanted to get the offense on the field right away and get some points on the board and get that confidence build up, so we just had to wait a little bit longer.
Able to do that, scored, I think, on your first two or maybe first three possessions, if I remember correct, tonight, but got both the run game going and the passing game going tonight. You guys were really dominating things up front.
Yeah, you know, we definitely had the size advantage and some of the more experience. They were playing with a lot of younger kids on the field, and so we were taking advantage of that a little bit tonight, giving some getting some reps for guys, you know, getting some easy looks. And Cole, I thought, threw a nice ball throughout the whole game, you know, hit his windows, and receivers went up for passes, things that we hadn't done the last few seasons. We were starting to make some plays and kind of show what kind of offense we really could put together, more than we had the last few weeks.
Found that outside run game, kind of brought in an option, put Kyle out in the slot a few times, had Chad Martin in there. Talk about being able to get kind of Kyle moving in motion and then running that option with him and Cole. Cole was able to tuck it up a couple of times tonight, getting some pretty big runs off that.
Yeah, the coaching staff, Coach Murtis, Coach Klink kind of put together this two-back look. You know, we get Kyle. We were getting so much packing into the box. You know, Kyle's one of our best athletes on the field. We got to get him the ball in space. And so putting him out in the slot and letting him run jet and kind of an option look with an orbit motion or over the top of Cole kind of give us a different look and lets us run a dive / option look, which, you know, and Chad did a nice job. And that's what really we needed to be able to do that all season, was to have Chad really kind of step up into that running back role. And the last few weeks he's really improved. And so that it really paid off this week for us.
Did you guys feel like you were controlling things up front on the inside, or did that outside game kind of set up some more of that inside run that you guys were effective with really midway through the first quarter and on?
Yeah, we had to go to the outside first. They were really packing the box in. Now, we had run the last several weeks and run trap and dive and everything. And that's where our success really had been coming. So to get to the outside is where we were getting some space. So even when we did run outside, you know, try to roll some things out, you know, they were bringing so much pressure up the two inside gaps that we really had to go to the outside. That's kind of where they forced us to. And we found some success there because they were bringing so much inside the tackles.
And you mentioned Cole having success in the throwing game tonight. I thought he threw the ball well. I had him 9 of 20, but probably should have been about 15 of 20. Had some drop balls tonight. I know Kyle Berg, I love the kid to death. He's going to be smacking himself on the head today. He missed a couple of them tonight that I know he wishes he had back.
Yeah, definitely. No, the part we can look back on film and we'll evaluate is, you know, for Cole and his part, you know, the stats don't show how good of a game he had, no, yep. 9 of 20, but no, we'll go back as coaching staff and kind of as we review film with him and say, no, that's a good ball. You made the right choice. You threw a good ball. You know, and that we got to keep his confidence up as right. We get in the next couple weeks. And so, he was making the right reads, throwing the right ball. You know, we might have to work on touch a little bit or things like that. But he threw balls where they needed to be caught. And, you know, sometimes you quarterbacks get a lot of heat, but sometimes yep. You got to turn it on to the receivers a little bit. You know, sometimes, you know, we turn it on to linemen once in a while. And so it's just – it's not going to be his – you know, he's going to have a good week in the film session compared to maybe some others.
How was the weather with the cold? Did that affect some of the catches here tonight, or not really, do you think?
The ball's going to come a little – it's going to hurt a little bit more when it hits your hands. But there are still – everything is catchable. You know, it's – you know, good ball, bad ball, you got to catch them all type yep. of thing. So if you can get your body to it, your hands to it, you should be able to at least get a catch on it. So, but yeah, I'm not going to blame the weather for any of that type of stuff. But yeah, those are things, you know, for us to be successful next week versus OA, we got to have those catches.
up 35-0 at halftime. Defense dominated this entire game. I think I had them for just over 60 yards of total offense, if memory serves me correct, on 20-some plays. Run defense was really good tonight. When they dropped back to throw or out of the shotgun, your defensive ends and interior linemen were just getting pressure like crazy tonight, especially those ends early in the game.
Yeah, you know, and it's just like most teams have tried to and have been, you know, doing to us all year is not that interior run game has been kind of shut down. They go to those little bubble routes and make our exterior guys make tackles in space. And I thought we did a much better job this week than we had in the previous weeks of tackling in space. The first couple of plays, and we gave up a few yards, but then our defense settled into the pace of the game and the speed of the game a little bit. And we're able to make some nice plays near the sideline on bubble plays and stuff like that. And we stayed over the top on a double pass and stuff like that. So things that we messed up early in the season that we've learned to do better. And I, you know, that's a good sign of growth from your team.
And I thought the linebackers played really well, flowed and helped kind of shut down those quick passes to the outside.
Yeah, you know, we made some adjustments and put Caden Wittrock out a little bit farther, a little bit wider into those trips packages where he can come downhill onto that bubble. You know, and he's done a good job all year long making tackles. And Connor Stolk on the other edge, on the single receiver side, typically out of the trips package, you know, he'll get that running back or that they'll run a little flare route out, and he's done a nice job all year. And then Jacob
Huge bet.
No. It's hyphen to me.
Oh, okay.
I'm good. It's hyphen. Michael Horback, he does a nice job of just tackling up inside. You know, he took down a lot of those A-gap plays, just filling up inside. And then Chad Martin gave him spells from time to time. But we weren't able to blitz a whole lot up inside.
Right.
We found some success with our D-line slanting some into that second quarter, which really allowed our linebackers to flow because it took away all the gaps that they wanted to go to.
And some sad things right before half tonight. Red Oak had a young man injured tonight. They had to take him away on a stretcher. Do you have any kind of an update on how the young man's doing?
I haven't heard an update after the game. I know when he did leave, you know, extremities were moving, things like that. But, you know, it's one of those where they do a really precautionary thing, which is the right thing to do. And I think they sent a coach up with him to go get x-rays just to double check to make sure everything was okay. But it was one of those just where he kind of got pushed backwards on a pile and kind of hit his head on the ground and it, all colder weather and everything. But their coach said they'll let me know how things are going. So hopefully I'll give an update in the morning.
All right. Thanks on that, Chad. Second half, got a chance to get a lot of the younger guys in the game, late in the game. What did you see from some of the younger guys that got a chance to get some playing time tonight?
You know, the first thing for those guys is, you know, you want to give them that opportunity under the Friday night lights, you know, get that experience out there because you get those nerves out there that first time you get out there. It's a big moment. But yeah, we had some guys step up. You know, Mitchell Bowles came through it. You know, as an older guy, but doesn't get a lot of reps. You know, did a nice job as running back late in the game. We had a lot of guys just flying to the ball. We're sorting guys on the offensive line that we put in. You know, they held the ball. You know, and when we were moving the ball, you know, get a penalty. All of a sudden, it would kind of stall that late drive with those guys in there. But they did a nice job. You know, Luke Hicks at quarterback comes in. No, doesn't get many snaps at quarterback during varsity time, but did a nice job. JV steps in here. No, he controls the offense well and gives us some mobility and things like that. So that's a good quality snaps for him for next year.
Simon Wagner got one chance at a field goal tonight, made a 36-yarder kind of against the wind, so that was a tough kick.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and it was nice. I was happy for Simon all night long as he finally got a chance to – we cleaned up the PAT team a little bit tonight, and so he was able to kick his PATs, get that field goal in. We hadn't had too many opportunities to do that this season for him because he does have a great leg. And, you know, to really drive that ball into the wind and it was even a little bit of a bad snap. Snap was a little high. You know, the Luke Hicks did a nice job getting the ball down and getting the laces out. The kick was good.
Coach, we'll talk to you a little bit tomorrow about the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show. We'll talk to you about OABCIG coming up next week. Congrats on the big win tonight.
Hey, thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Chad Klein again joining us here on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. Back to Nathan Cones and Nalani Miller.